listening to continuing Arizona Votes coverage of the 2022 election on Arizona's Morning News.
After polling showed that he had a much larger portion of voters supporting him than most Libertarian Party candidates get, we learned early this morning that Libertarian candidate for the U.S. Senate, Mark Victor, here in Arizona, has decided to drop out of the race and endorse the Republican candidate, Blake Masters. Mark joins us now on Arizona's Morning News to discuss his decision. So, Mark, why now? I know a ton of people who have already voted.
Hey, Jim, good morning, and thanks for having me. You know, the answer to why now is because this is when we had the conversation. I put the invite out quite a while ago, not just to Blake Masters, but also to Mark Kelly, to say, look, you know, this is how you get me to drop out. Just simply convince me it's in the interests of freedom and peace and civility. And I've been sitting around waiting. And so finally, Blake Masters, they approached my campaign and said Blake is happy to have a conversation on my terms, which is going to be a fully transparent conversation, nothing behind closed doors. And we did that yesterday. The whole conversation, if people want to see it, is on my website, liveandletliverevolution.com, with my analysis of exactly why I decided it's in the interest of freedom and peace and civility for me to drop out and support Blake. I have no regrets.
Well, you know, some people are going to say, well, you were probably pressured by the Republican Party or by Blake Masters' campaign, but it sounds like you actually wanted to talk to them.
Yeah, funniest thing I ever heard, that I would be pressured by either campaign. I'm not a guy that's easily pressured, I can assure you of that. But I am inclined to do whatever is in the interest of freedom and peace. The whole conversation is out there. These were the very first words that I had with Blake Masters since the debate. I also put the conversation out there for Mark Kelly. He could have taken me up on that offer if he wanted. So I would invite people to just review that conversation and decide for themselves. I got to say, Blake won me over in that conversation. I like the guy. I think he was sincere. And while we didn't agree on everything, I mean, nothing's perfect, right? I feel very strongly he's best for the people of Arizona. He's best for the people of the United States, and he's going to get us more in the direction of freedom and peace than Mark Kelly.
We are talking with, I guess now, former Libertarian candidate for U.S. Senate, Mark Victor, who was garnering as much as 15% of polling of likely voters in Arizona at one point, who has now decided to endorse Blake Masters, the Republican, and drop out. And, you know, Mark, I find that Republicans and Libertarians do share a large amount of philosophical ideology, but Democrats seem to land a lot more in the civil liberties wheelhouse of Libertarians. So why Blake Masters instead of Mark Kelly? Is it simply the conversation?
Yeah, great question. In fact, we didn't have a lot of time in the conversation. I would have preferred a two-hour conversation, but what we got was 20 minutes. And you'll see in that conversation, I went very quickly through most of the economic issues because I knew we were going to agree there. But then I spent some time on those very civil liberty issues. And what was very important to me in telling is while we disagree personally on those issues, you'll see Blake took the bigger position of saying, look, I got a personal position, but I am not trying to impose my personal views on other people. And that's the key understanding that got my attention and helped me understand, look, this is what I've been saying from the beginning. We have got to take our personal morality out of the law so we can get along with each other and live in freedom and peace. It's the only way.
Mark, I know personally, actually, some moderate Republicans who voted for you on their early ballots because they seem to believe you were the lesser of two evils, so to speak, or the less extreme.
Of three, maybe.
Of three, yeah. The less extreme candidate, and you also stood for a lot of the conservative values. So what would you say to those voters who've already marked their ballots and sent them in?
Well, look, I appreciate their vote, and you know, we're on the same page. And I got to say, I didn't like very, very much. I didn't like Blake after the debate, but I didn't know him at all. And that's why I put that challenge out. Once I got a conversation with him, I got to say, again, and I invite people to watch for themselves, I really liked him. I felt like in his heart and in his mind, he stands for, well, not all the things I stand for, a huge chunk of those things. I felt very, very comfortable, and I feel very comfortable this morning talking to you guys with the decision I've made. I'm enthusiastically supporting this guy. I think he really is, in his heart and in his mind, for freedom and peace.
Apparently, you do feel enthusiastic about it because you agreed to come on the radio with us barely after 5 a.m., Mark. I appreciate it.
happy to talk to anybody about any of this stuff. I don't regret any of the decisions I've made. And, you know, who knows what the future will hold. I'm absolutely committed to getting our country and our state in the right direction, and I'll do whatever needs to be done without compromising my integrity. That's something I'm never willing to do. But I'll stand up for our principles, and if it means that I got to support one of the other two, I'll only do that if I feel confident about it. And again, watch the video, decide for yourself. Go to liveandletliverevolution.com.
All right. Once again, Mark Victor, the now former Libertarian candidate for the U.S. Senate here in Arizona, after grabbing double digits in some polling, has decided to drop out and endorse Blake Masters, the Republican.